T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We haven't talked about Florida Man in a while.
No, we haven't.
We can talk about Florida Man here.
There are just so many opportunities that you just can't do them all.
this is
one of those where you got to see the picture, because you will realize the severity of what happened here.
And it's up on our Facebook page, and I just tweeted it at KMBZ Radio.
This is out of Crestview, Florida. Authorities say a Florida man used a front end loader to dump a large bucket full of dirt on a car with his girlfriend inside. Girlfriend was not hurt. The sheriff's office there says 20-year-old Hunter Mills was charged with felony criminal mischief. The sheriff's office says the guy invited his girlfriend to talk with him at a dirt pit in Crestview, Florida, where he worked.
Sure.
Officials say the girlfriend arrived in a white sedan owned by someone else. And after he asked her a question, he used a front-end loader to dump a mound of dirt on top of the car. The sheriff's offices post a photograph on social media showing dirt piled on top of the car and spilling across the driver's seat and elsewhere. And so, again, I'll just read to you out of the sheriff's office there. A 20-year-old Crestview man who dumped dirt on his girlfriend and her car was charged with felony criminal mischief, arrested for criminal mischief, which is a felony over $1,000. Deputies say he invited his girlfriend to the location to talk. She arrived in a white 2010 Cadillac belonging to someone else. After she refused to answer a question, the guy used a front-end loader and dumped a bucket full of dirt on the roof of the driver's side half of the car. The window was open at the time, causing dirt to fill up the air vents, center console, and power windows.
By the way, when we say bucket, we don't just mean mop bucket. Like, that's the size
front-end loader
right there.
Yeah, I mean, the guy worked at a dirt pit. So this is the kind of front-end loader with the big bucket on the front that you use to dig up dirt in a dirt pit.
Jamie, I've only been married for 2 years, but I'd like to give a little advice to the ladies out there.
Oh, yes, all please. Right. Please.
Here's a little advice, ladies. If someone invites you to a dirt pit to talk.
But he worked there.
Say no.
He worked there.
That might be, but don't go, this looks like it is in the dirt pit.
But
meet him in the parking lot.
But in all fairness, you wouldn't think someone would do something like this, right?
Florida man.
Like, he invites you to his workplace to work. You don't think he's going to be crazy. And I want to know what he asked her. I want to know what the question was. I want to know what answer she refused to give that was so upsetting to him that he snapped. Unless this was the plan all along. Like, maybe they were having trouble. And he's like, here, honey, park the car right there. Right there.
So, like, did the only way this works, because front end loaders don't move all that quick. Like,
no.
they're pretty decent speed for something that large, but, you know, you could probably run faster than a front end loader, at least out of the gate. I know construction guy's going to call in and say, you know, the top speed is 21 miles. That's fine. I'm talking about out of the gate. Like, if you saw one coming, you could get out of the way. So what I'm guessing happened here is, she pulls into the dirt pit.
And he's ready.
And he's out. He's standing there or whatever.
Yeah.
And so she's away from the car by like 10 or 20 yards or whatever. And then she won't answer the question. He jumps into the front loader, turns it on, and drives over to the car.
Yeah.
It's already got the dirt in it. All right. He didn't scoop it up.
Right.
And then drops all the dirt on the car.
She was in the car at the time, right?
I don't know if she was in the car.
It
doesn't
say. It's not in the sheriff's office version, but I thought it was in a different version that she was in it.
If she had died, and she didn't, thankfully, no injuries were suffered.
Yeah.
If she dies, this is premeditated murder.
Yes, it is.
He
absolutely
had the dirt in the front loader, invited her to the dirt pit, talked to her. She wouldn't answer, and dropped all the dirt on her car. maybe she was really close to the front loader and just pulled underneath the thing and all he had to do was hit a lever.
Because again, you don't think, who would think that somebody would do that? It wouldn't, I mean, unless you already have a tumultuous relationship.
Yeah.
But if you don't have, you know, he just wanted to talk to her. So, and she went, so things must have been, you know, kind of okay because she went to talk to him at the dirt pit. Not thinking.
Or she wanted it to get better. Like, I got to go talk to him because I want this relationship. Because obviously he's
Or we just had a fight.
He's a good guy.
Like, or maybe they just had a fight. Maybe it's a perfectly normal couple. And normal couples just have fights that aren't, you know, in horrible relationships. They just had a fight. So she went to the dirt pit to talk to him because they're just in a normal relationship. And maybe he said, hey, I'll, you know, come out here so I can apologize. And so she said, okay. I want to know what the question was that he was going to ask her. But yes, Wicket, if this had had a sunroof, let's say.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it already had a window open, but let's say she was in it and he dumped, I mean, I don't know how big front end front loaders get, but if he had dumped enough to fill the car and trapped her.
And suffocated
or
her.
Or if she had suffocated, absolutely.
Or if there was a rock
be,
or something.
Yeah, absolutely this would be murder.
And he's being charged with a felony, right?
Yeah, that's a felony. And I'm going to guess it's because of the damage to the vehicle. So I'm going to guess it's a felony because of the amount.
Okay.
He was arrested for criminal mischief felony over $1,000. And I'm going to guess it's because when you dump that amount of dirt on a Cadillac, there's a lot of damage. I mean, I can't, I cannot even imagine what it's going to take to clean all this out.
It's a lot
out of dirt. Out of the vents and stuff. You know, you can vacuum it pretty easily out of the inside of the car, but the vents, that's a different thing.
That's going to take a lot of, I mean, you have to take the dashboard apart and clean out the vents, put in new filters and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, someone's asking, what if she was driving the new boyfriend's car? That makes
that
it okay?
That could be, no, she, no, it doesn't make it okay.
It's possible, yes.
It could have been that. Whose car is that? I'm not answering. Whose car is that? I'm not telling you.
Yeah.
Whose car is this?
So he says, I'm going to pour dirt on it.
I'm going to go get my front end loader, and I'm going to just fill your mystery car with a boatload of dirt or a truckload of dirt.
And it's a white Cadillac, so it's really...
It's a nice car.
You know, and this is a lot. I mean, and the amount of dirt that he dumps covers the entire top of this vehicle and the trunk. So, yeah. This is
and again, my advice, Jamie, and I know that he works there, but if a boyfriend, if you can sense there's any trouble in your relationship, and particularly if you're driving some other guy's car, and maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but that's a good point by the text line. Don't go meet your boyfriend in the middle of a dirt pit.
But where else are you not going to meet your boyfriend at his job? You would never imagine that he would do this. So where else are you going to tell somebody not to go to their work on the off chance he's going to go Florida man on you?
Do you think that she may have known that this guy was a little bit nuts?
I don't know, because sometimes couples just have fights.
Absolutely.
Sometimes
they do.
Perfectly, that is healthy in a normal relationship that you just have fights. Maybe the car was her mom's or her parents, and she didn't. She's like, I don't have to tell you whose car it is. It's a family member's.
True.
He assumes the worst, and he loses it.
And he drops dirt all over it.
Sometimes there doesn't have to be anything else going on. Sometimes people just have fights. And he's like, yeah, come to my work. She's like, okay.
And he snaps.
And there's no indication of crazy until the first indication of crazy.
The visuals are outstanding. You got to see this on our Facebook page. It's also up on Twitter at KMBZ Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.